Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
I'm tired.
Hey, good morning, buddy.
Hey, I'm tired, man.
You tired?
Yeah, I need a vacation. But you know what? When you're on vacation, all the stuff you got to do before you go on vacation, and then all the stuff that you run around doing when you're on vacation. I've never heard anybody mention this, but I think that when you get back from vacation, you might feel like you need a vacation from vacation.
Oh, DJ! That's pretty good.
Oh, man, that is what you call a profundity.
Yeah.
It's that, and you hear that nonstop from everybody. I need a vacation from the vacation. And when this vacation's over, I gotta get back to eating right.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We all do.
Yeah. You know what I've been thinking about though a lot since you said it the other day? Sleeping is a chore. And I thought, now here's a guy who says I'm dramatic. Sleeping is a chore. It's gotta be the most dramatic thing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's just you sleep in automatic turn on, turn off mode. But for me, it is a chore. I have to get that snore machine ready every night. I have to take my sleep medicine. I have to try to, you know, make a routine out of whatever's going to help me fall asleep. And it's just the constant. There's no just, I'm ready to go to sleep, so I'm going to get in the bed and put my head down and go to sleep. To me, when you talk about that being you, Riggins, that how, if you just said, I'm going to sleep, then you go to sleep. That seems like that would be, and again, I'm not trying to sound dramatic, but that would be like a day out of prison for me. Okay.
Sounds a little
dramatic. Yeah. I mean, I shouldn't say that sleeping is a chore for me. I should say sleeping is prison.
It is a prison.
That's a better way to say it. Yeah, I'm held captive by my sleeping disorder.
And no one deserves some much needed rest, shutoff switch more than you.
I know.
That's the real tragedy of all this.
And it's just, it's one of the downfalls of having such an active mind that's firing nonstop.
Yeah.
You know. I mean, frontal lobe, middle lobe, back lobe of the brain always in motion.
Let me ask you something. Have you ever tried a melatonin with a quart of vodka? Knock you right out.
Okay. Well, the weekend review song was fantastic this week, as it always is. And that's what you get today for the In Case You Missed It replay, Riggins Weekend Review Song, coming up next.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
One of the best gifts you can give anybody at any time, but especially during the holidays, is a gift from Omaha Steaks. I'm talking about the top quality, mouth-watering steaks like no other. It's my favorite gift to give. But it's also, more importantly, my favorite gift to receive. And this is also the time to save a lot of money. When you go to omahasteaks.com, we're talking about 50% off site-wide. And then for the limited time, when you use the promo code TJR, you're going to get another $30 off at checkout. Delicious steaks and chicken and gourmet hot dogs and hamburgers, all the way to the sides and the desserts. Everything is perfect from Omaha Steaks, and it's delivered right to your door. Don't let this pass you by. Save 50% off site-wide for a limited time at omahasteaks.com. Use the promo code TJR at checkout and get another $30 off. Please, it's great. Omaha Steaks. Minimum purchase may apply.
Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Every Friday on the show, and has been this way for a long, long time. It's a staple. Nay, it's an institution.
Totally.
The Riggins Week in Review song. That's today's In Case You Missed It replay.
TJ Riggins Overtime presents, in case you missed it, here's a catch up from yesterday's TJ Riggins show.
Talking about all of the things that happened on the show this week, as well as all pop culture, Riggins Week in Review.
And this is my song, it's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you. TJ tried out a new dish at Thanksgiving. It was a dressing with two different kinds of meat. Louisiana is one of the fattest states in America, and they never have to cheat. Meanwhile, my sister-in-law made a kale salad with pomegranate seeds, and it fell a little flat. Now, they're both from Louisiana, so how do we reconcile that?
How does that happen?
I don't know. Today is National Gazpacho Day. What else is there to say? Nothing like cold tomato soup on a frosty December day. And this is my song. It's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you. Breaking and entering Christmas happens next week. We'll be in a town that's very small, but TJ being in your town is probably the greatest gift of all.
I think so, yeah.
I think so. Everyone wants to know what Lindsay Lohan did to her face. She needs to get a brand deal right away so she can say that her beauty secret is eating at Arby's every day. Try beef and cheddar. Look like me. Taylor Swift is wrapping up her Eras tour. Swifties have been waiting for the tour to resume. Justin Trudeau will probably be there looking like a total weenie, I can only assume. And this is my song. It's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you. Rob went to go see Wicked. Just to make sure there was nothing we might miss. And then he came into work on Tuesday and asked if I wanted to kiss. No. No. I mean, yes, but no. Lindsay tried to sing the Oscar Mayer baloney song, and she butchered it here on the show. She might have been more comfortable with the song about wieners, but I guess we'll never know. TJ ate a bowl, another bowl of Jody's cereal, and Jody doesn't like to share, as everyone knows. And I think TJ might end up the victim in, quote, one of those murder shows.
And this is my song. It's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you.
Good.
Thank you.
Yeah, that.
Thank you.
That was good, Riggins.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Now, I've got a lot of role models in my life. My father, the big man upstairs.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Yeah, so what's the story with this merch we got? Is that out yet?
Yes.
It is officially out.
I think, I don't know, because I told you I'm not a member of Prime or Prime Plus, but today it's available for the general public to see.
Okay.
So I haven't looked today yet.
You know, this is really my worst nightmare coming to life, because one thing about my parents, they love some merch when it's connected to somebody in the family.
Oh, yeah.
So I know I'm going to be getting calls later today. How do I get my hands on a TJ and Riggins hoodie or a TJ and Riggins visor or a golf towel? I'm like, Dad, we don't have any of that stuff. Might have the hoodie, but definitely not the golf towel. Not yet, at least.
Mm-hmm.
But they love it. They'll wear my niece's elementary school merch. My dad's got the golf polos, the visors, all that stuff.
My father-in-law is the same way.
Crazy.
He's wear any of it. I think if he still had a piece of merch from when I first met him when I was in radio in the early 90s, he'd be wearing it.
I guess it's kind of
cool, yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of flattering, but my dad wears a T-shirt for my 8-year-old nephew's lacrosse team. My, like, who is Crusaders lacrosse? He's like, oh, yeah, he's on the team. That's Colton's lacrosse team. I mean, he's 8, you know. I don't know, but I know those calls are going to come in hot and fast. And then the second question is going to be, can you just send it over here? I go, well, no, we got to buy that stuff. You can't just be giving out stuff for free all the time. You know?
Well, you could get a code.
I get a code?
Yeah.
I need that because it's around the holidays.
I guess. Oh, I don't know.
Maybe I'll just order it, put it on the company credit card and,
yeah.
And find a code to get my money
back. Well, you could do that if you, hadn't protested so much about having a company credit card with your name on it.
Well, can you blame me? The first day I get it, they're like, give that to Alexis. Give that to Rob. Rob needs it. Mine's the only one that gets passed around, no. Like the town, whatever.
Alexis is walking around with mine right now.
Yeah. So, and it's attached to our social security numbers. You can understand my, my hesitation.
I can't understand it.
Oh, no.
At all.
Didn't somebody also have Jody's for a little while too? So they're all just going around.
Yeah. Well, who cares? I mean, it's part of, we have drawings. For the public, and then I don't know, understand why you're worried, Riggins.
Yeah, maybe.
It's like a frequent customer card thing. Who gets Riggins' credit card today?
Maybe I'm overthinking it when I hand the credit card over to Alexis.
Do you have it with you today? Because I might need it.
And everybody needs it.
I'm just kidding.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. This is the TJ and Riggins Podcast and Radio Show.
I meant to discuss this the other day, but something else came up and we didn't get to this story. And that usually is a good thing. It means that whatever's happening is hot and we push aside whatever we have planned because what we're doing then in the moment is better. Usually means that. I don't know if it meant that from the other day. I don't remember anything standing out. but there's a 22-year-old man in northern Thailand. And he fell 40 feet down an abandoned well. He survived, and he was trapped down there. He started screaming for help, 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 help. People heard him, but nobody went to save him because they thought he was a ghost and the woods were haunted.
Oh.
So they were like, we're not getting close to that.
I don't blame them.
They thought the forest was haunted, so he was stuck down there for 3 days before some cops driving by heard him screaming.
Oh, my God.
He told them he'd only been yelling once an hour to conserve energy, and it just so happened it was while they were driving by.
Makes sense, though. If you thought it was haunted, you wouldn't go near that well.
Yeah.
And it's always in an abandoned well. You never hear a story about it. It was a full well. You fell in it.
Well, it's because the full well, I guess that they're using has the thing on top of it.
That little wood,
the pump thing.
Oh, yeah.
Or the bucket that goes down in it.
Is it 1800s? I don't know.
Well, I mean,
how wells work
if
anymore.
They're so far behind, the modern world that they think they hear something in the forest that it's a ghost.
Yeah.
And they probably don't have, electric water pumps out there or anything.
Yeah, that's terrifying.
But it took 30 minutes for the rescuers to get him out. He was covered in bruises and had a head injury and a broken wrist. But here's a good idea. They're sealing up the well so no one else falls in.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
Put a lid on it.
But here's the thing, though. 61% of Americans believe in ghosts.
That's a lot.
It is. Too many. It's too many. So this could easily happen in U.S. America. Somebody's lost in the woods or they're trapped somewhere, and people think, that's a ghost. We're not going out there.
Yeah. It turns out most people believe in ghosts.
I know. Isn't that sad for us as a people?
What does it mean? What does it mean?
One thing it means is that it's a direct connection to the other data that we have that shows that more and more Americans are pulling away from faith.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, because if you grow up in church and all that, people are telling you, you don't need to worry about ghosts.
Yeah. Get back into the church. Stop investigating wells in Thailand.
Watch where you're walking.
You need to be in them pews instead of walking around the woods looking in abandoned wells.
If that fella would have been where he was supposed to be in the church house, he wouldn't have fallen down that web and the village would not have been scared.
That's exactly right.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
It's a simple question. Was I being flirted up right in front of my wife the other day? Or was it not some kind of a flirty exchange? No, I wasn't exchanging. I'm sorry. I didn't exchange any flirtiness, but I think the lady was all business with flirty.
Ooh.
What so we'll throw that out in a few minutes, and you decide.
Right now, all the top trending topics revolve around Syria, the fall of the Bashar al-Assad regime out there, and I'm sure they're all figuring it out. They'll get peace in the Middle East before you know it. I know this is shocking news, Lindsay.
I haven't heard anything about it.
But the videos, and I mean, the president has fled, and they burned the palace. I don't understand why you burn the palace. If you overthrow the government, why burn the palace?
It's keep it. Take it over.
Put new posters on the wall. Make it your own. Mm-hmm. So that is a lot of the top trending topics. Also, Jay-Z is all over the news today. He's been accused in a civil lawsuit of raping a minor, a 13-year-old in 2000, along with Diddy. Jay-Z responded to NBC News last night and said, "This is ridiculous. If any of these allegations were true, why are you filing a civil lawsuit instead of a criminal lawsuit? I came out of the Brooklyn Projects, and we defend children. This is just absolute," I think he called it idiotic. So he said, "I'm not giving one red penny to this person who's trying to blackmail me."
Mm, that's awful if somebody's falsely accusing him of that.
100%.
But is the Brooklyn Projects known as being soldiers in the war against child abuse and stuff?
He said that this is what we stand on, something along those lines. We've made it basically said it's our platform to protect children. We protect children.
Wow.
So, yeah, I mean, it was a lengthy statement. He said the most heartbreaking thing is I'm now going to have to sit down with my kids and explain why people are saying these things about their father. Yeah. So,
and in any of these cases, if it's proven to be a false accusation, whoever made the accusation ought to go to penitentiary.
For sure.
Oh, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a crazy scene. So that is all over the news this morning, along with Taylor Swift, who wrapped up the Eras Tour last night in Canada, making it the most successful concert tour of all time.
Hmm.
I think she did five nights up in Canada, but somebody purchased a ticket for $13 because it was a totally obstructed view. No screens, no view of the stage. It was $13. And she dressed up in the full. Her friendship bracelets on. She's like, it was $13.
I love it. Because you can hear it.
You can hear it, but do you want to see a concert from the back of the stage?
Well, for $13, yeah.
Would you still? Yeah,
I would.
Oh, gosh.
I would.
The Uber ride costs more just to get to the venue than to see the show.
That's true. More on the snacks, you know?
I think so.
Oh, I add one more thing about the Jay-Z thing. If it's proven not to be a false accusation and he's found guilty, then he should fry. I didn't say that part.
Oh, yeah.
Right. So
other side of the coin.
Mm-hmm.
Little add on there.
Yeah.
So my family reached a big milestone over the weekend, and I'm really excited to share it with you. And I'll tell you all about it next.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
One of the best gifts you can give anybody at any time, but especially during the holidays, is a gift from Omaha Steaks. I'm talking about the top quality, mouth-watering steaks like no other. It's my favorite gift to give, but it's also, more importantly, my favorite gift to receive. And this is also the time to save a lot of money. When you go to omahasteaks.com, we're talking about 50% off site-wide. And then for the limited time, when you use the promo code TJR, you're going to get another $30 off at checkout. Delicious steaks and chicken and gourmet hot dogs and hamburgers, all the way through the sides and the desserts. Everything is perfect from Omaha Steaks, and it's delivered right to your door. Don't let this pass you by. Save 50% off site-wide for a limited time at omahasteaks.com. Use the promo code TJR at checkout and get another $30 off. Please, it's great. Omaha Steaks. Minimum purchase may apply.
Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
You know who doesn't care about having a birthday that falls right around Christmas? My dad.
Oh.
Maybe it's guys. Maybe it's more guys that just don't care that their birthday falls around Christmas.
I would love that. Double the presents.
Well,
now they say that you don't get double the presents because, you know, they've already spent so much money on Christmas.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd make sure I get double the
presents. Well, exactly. I think women are the only ones thinking, like, how do I make sure I maximize my gift getting?
Sure.
If my birthday falls around Christmas. And but my dad doesn't care. And yesterday he turned 69 years old.
Oh.
And that's a big milestone. I don't know why. 69 just seems bigger than the rest of them. Uh-huh. So I called him yesterday on my walk and, I said, happy birthday. And he goes, thanks. 69. Yeah. I mean, you know what? Your mother's been there for 6 months. So now she turned 69 6 months. Mm-hmm. He goes, your mother's there. She's been there for 6 months. And then there's this long pause. And all of a sudden I hear from the background, why you got to bring me into it? Anyway, yeah. And then they start bickering and arguing about it. She's like, you know, you're 69. Just take it. It's your birthday. Yeah. I don't know why you have to drag me into it. I kind of get that.
She's older than me.
And I'm like, why did you bring that up, Dad? That was a weird thing to say. But he got his coffee maker, and it was a relaxing day for him. He was going to watch the Panthers, and Panthers ended up losing the game. So probably wasn't a great day for him overall.
Did he watch the Bears?
He said they were going to go to Hickory Tavern and watch the Bears as well. Did they lose?
I think so. I heard some, like, upsetting commentary downstairs, so I don't know.
I would imagine that probably, you know what, two losses for the day. He's 69. Yeah. He could water off a duck's back.
Yeah. But at least the Panthers did well. They played well.
Yeah, it seems like it was a tight, closer score than I thought it would be. Uh-huh. But then, also big news, my cousin had a baby. Over the weekend. Yeah. Congrats. My cousin's wife had the baby. He was just the father. Mm-hmm. So I called him to congratulate him. They live out in San Antonio now, and we were catching up, and I was asking him about what he did over the summer, and he said he drove up to Austin to do something called Jaws on the Water, which is they have an outdoor movie theater where you sit in a lake in an inner tube and watch the movie Jaws on a huge screen.
I love
that. So that your feet are in the water, and that the movie theater hires divers to go throughout the movie, go in the lake and pull on your feet and nibble at your ankles and stuff like that.
That's pretty cool.
I love that. I love a theme.
That would be terrifying to me.
Yeah.
That sounds awful.
But you know it's fake. Like, it's just fun.
Please. Mm-hmm. You never got nervous swimming in the deep end of a pool at night or anything?
Oh, sure.
Thinking there might be a shark in there?
Oh, I'd be terrified. You know, I would scream to the top of my lungs.
But I can pretty much guarantee there are no natural bodies of water in Austin that have great white sharks.
Big sharks, yeah. All any shark, right? Sure. So, yeah, it was a big weekend.
It'd be scarier for me just being in Austin for that long.
That's great.
And you wouldn't do it, Riggins?
No, not at all. Turn 69 or go to Jaws on the Water.
Go to Jaws on the Water.
Go to Jaws on the Water, no.
Yeah, I'm not getting in the lake at night.
No.
All right, so was I being flirted with right in front of my wife the other day? We'll let you decide. We'll tell you the story next.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
All right. Listen carefully because I'm going to need everybody's opinion on this as to whether or not I was being flirted up in front of my wife. Friday, we had a bunch of stuff to do. We were very busy, very busy. So right after we got through with, I got through with all of the recordings and stuff that we have to do here in the main studio, my wife and I, her name's being called Jody. Excuse me. We had an appointment to go do some work with Lindsay and her daughter Delilah, or as Lindsay sometimes calls her, Delala.
Delilah.
And it was at Lindsay's house, which is over an hour from here, and over an hour from where I live for sure, because I went home first and then we rode together. So it was cold, and I said, Rob, can you move that down? Okay, thanks. So I said, well, here's what we need to do as long as we're out. Jody, let's go eat French onion soup for lunch when we're finished recording over at Lindsay's house.
Love that.
Oh, we both just love French onion soup. Now, I told the same story with Jody on today's TJ and Jody's House podcast, so you can hear that and then some other stuff because we're on location for this week's podcast where she was on my nerves. But that'll be up on our social medias and all at noon Eastern. So anyway, we're sitting there at the place enjoying ourselves, and then the hostess, the lady who sat us, was a little older than we are, maybe 5 years or so older than Jody and I. And she stops at the table after she walks by a couple of times, and she says to me, she goes, "You know, you have the coolest eyes. Your eyes are beautiful." And then, of course, you know, Jody, always a supporter and proud, so proud, goes, "Mm-hmm," and he knows it too. Oh, come on.
He knows it.
Right. He knows it. So was she flirting with me?
Possibly.
Do you think, Lindsay, if I were still a good looking fella and she said that to me, then it would have been, people would think she was flirting with me?
Well, normally girls, it's, "Oh my God, you have beautiful eyes." Like, that's kind of a flirty comment, but. Mm-hmm.
What about the fact she followed that up with, "Those are called bedroom eyes."
Oh, okay. Oh. Well, now we're definitely flirting. Now we're definitely. Oh,
is that true?
Yeah.
No way. Oh, uh-huh. That was definitely flirty.
Oh, that was, yeah.
Yeah, you can't. That's, of course, that's, yeah. On its face, it's flirty.
Yeah.
Bedroom eyes.
Now, the first part's questionable. Second statement, yes.
But that's, you know, you don't just chalk that up to being something that that people used to say more often a long time ago, that she may be a little older.
Yeah, maybe. You know? But yeah.
But it's a sexual connotation. Am I right?
Yeah, you wouldn't say that to a 17-year-old.
Yeah, you wouldn't say, you know, look at me and say, "You know what? You've got garage eyes."
Yeah.
Unless you meant I look, I could go build something in the garage or fix a car or something.
Right.
So bedroom eyes must make it look like you can do stuff very well in that room.
Yeah.
Hmm.
In that particular room.
Madam, in front of my soup.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
So I was kind of embarrassed Friday at Lindsay's house, Riggins.
Uh-oh.
Embarrassed for her. The place was a mess.
Was it?
No. I cleaned for hours. Don't even.
No, it wasn't. But we were doing a thing for the Cozy Earth, that I'm an influencer for Cozy Earth. And we were doing a video, and I had to use that blanket that I got from Cozy Earth. That's the cuddle bubble throw that is so heavy and so soft, like a mink coat and all this stuff. And you know, the day before we went over there, which was Thursday night, is when I went all out cooking the delicious Mexican style tacos. Like, it tastes like a Mexican restaurant. And I wasn't thinking anything about it. So I walk in with this thing, and I'd already been thinking something was kind of off in the car. We get ready to shoot the video with that thing. And I said, "Here, Lindsay, feel of this," you know, and then, all of a sudden it just came up, and that thing smelled just like tacos.
It was all, I was rubbing it in my face.
She was like, "Oh, I don't believe it."
Something is funky
but
in here.
I enjoyed it thoroughly because of how good it felt. And then I was like, "Wow, I'm hungry."
They should maybe work that into a product, a taco scented blanket. What's better?
So you know, you can't just throw that in the washer and dryer. I mean, it's too nice for that. But I put it in the first of all, I put it out on the porch, and then that made it smell like a dog when I brought it back in. So taco and outdoor equals dog smell. So, and I put it in the dryer with no air, and then the air fresheners and all that. So I got it all out.
Okay.
It smelled delicious.
Yeah. Yeah. Rob was smelling it. But, you know, people were saying, well, you've already sold out of those blankets. They go to tjriggins.com/deals and then use the promo code TJ at checkout to get 41% off. Yeah, I got the blanket, and that's what I've been telling everybody about. And, yes, it is sold out, but they're going to get more. They're getting more in. But everything else on that site is great.
Yeah.
You know, so whatever you use the code for, you're going to get 41% off. It doesn't matter whether it's the blanket or not. Mm-hmm. And, but I don't think you're going to be able to have it come already smelling like tacos.
Oh, that's a shame. It was yummy.
Bring your own tacos.
Yeah.
BYOT. Almost like I took it to the, my favorite taco restaurant and wrapped up in it while I was eating. Yeah. Yeah. Like, yeah. Put the fajitas under the blanket, please.
There's nothing better than a blanket and fajitas, though. You know what I mean?
Oh, yes. It's why they make all of those air freshener candles that smell like fajitas.
Yeah. How do I fill my house up with this?
Yeah.
But we had fun with Lindsay's daughter.
Mm. Yeah, and, how did it go? Good?
Yeah, great, yeah. Great. She's very sweet. And I like her less now that I've been around her for the day than I did.
Cause, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She can't even get my name right. She calls me AJ.
AJ.
Yeah.
And then okay. When they left, she said, you think AJ and Jody could come back? I was like, hey, I'm not even going to. I was correcting her, but.
I'll never see her again. So
nope. Mm-mm.
Yeah. So.
She loves y'all.
I can tell. So tjriggins.com/deals for the 41% off at Cozy Earth. And promo code TJ for all of that. Go get it.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.